I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra opens a new season tonight. Please welcome Youth Orchestra Manager Jessica Ingraham and Co-Assistant Concertmaster Hava Polinsky. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was a hard interview to follow. I won't ask you what you're thankful for, because I don't think anybody can top that one, right?
No.
Well, listen, the St. Louis Youth St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra opens a new season tonight. Couple of new things. For one, Jessica, let me begin with you. You're not going to be charging for admission this season.
We are not. Tickets are free. There is a dollar service charge per ticket. But, you know, one of the missions of the St. Louis Symphony is to make our music accessible to everybody. And so we are very thankful for the opportunity that we have to make our youth orchestra concerts free to the public so that families can come, you know, everybody can come.
Hava, what is a co-assistant concertmaster, and what kind of duties do you have?
A co-assistant concertmaster is the third and second chair, which switch off each season. So for this concert, I will be sitting third chair, but for the next concert, I will be sitting second chair.
So it's a positioning thing?
Yes.
Right. Now, your first violin, right? All right. Youth Orchestra, the Youth Orchestra, has a pretty long and interesting history, Jessica.
Yeah, the Youth Orchestra started in 1970 by Leonard Slatkin, who was the conductor of the St. Louis Symphony. And we service usually between 90 to 100 of the bi-state area's best and most talented musicians in the area. So they come from all over the state of Missouri and Illinois as well.
Is that something you audition for annually? Or?
We do. We have auditions every year. And the kids actually have to go through the same blind audition process on stage at Powell Hall, just like the St. Louis Symphony musicians.
When you say blind audition, you mean the people that are evaluating them don't see the performers?
They don't see them. There's a huge black screen that's put up on the stage at Powell Hall. And so they walk out onto the stage and play for the big black screen.
Right.
It can be very intimidating.
And that's just so they're evaluating their musical prowess and not the way they look or their mannerisms, which could influence.
Yep. And we have students that are ages 12 all the way through 22 as well. So.
All right. Well, you brought up age, Hava. You're 14?
I'm 13.
You're 13?
Yeah.
When will you be 14?
I'll be 14 in May.
And you go to middle school?
I go to Wydown Middle School.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the youth orchestra?
This is my second year in the youth orchestra.
Well, we were talking, you know, about that audition process. What do you remember about yours?
I was...
It's scary, isn't it?
It was very scary. I was incredibly nervous, but it was such an amazing experience to be able to play on that stage, even for a black screen.
Maybe it was good that you didn't see them either. I don't know. I'm thinking about
yeah.
that. Tell me a little bit about your musical history. So I guess you were, about 12 when you auditioned then? Or?
Yes. I just turned 12 when I auditioned for the Youth Orchestra.
So how long have you been playing, and how did all that start?
I started playing when I was 5. My sisters both play the piano, and my dad plays the violin. And I loved the sound in the house, and I wanted to start.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting? You know, it sure helps if a parent is a musician also. I know my parents never played anything, which explains why I have no musical talent. But would you find that's usually true, that a talented kid has a talented parent, usually?
Yeah, you do see that quite often. I think one of the advantages that kids with musical parents, one of the advantages they do have is the parents know what to do in order to continue to foster that musical experience.
Well, Hava, what gave you the drive to audition for the St. Louis Youth Symphony? I mean, what made you want to?
My teacher, Dana Myers, is a part of the St. Louis Symphony, the actual symphony, and I've been to multiple youth orchestra concerts, and I was very inspired by their incredible talent at such a young age.
Well, how time-consuming is it for you, whether you were talking about practice or performances? Because, I don't know, when I was 14, I had a lot of things to do. So.
Yeah. Rehearsals are every Saturday, 12:30 to 1:45.
Around the year, annually, I mean.
Yes. Yeah. 12:30 to 1:45 is the beyond rehearsal session, and 2 to 4:30 is the full orchestra rehearsal.
Hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jessica, there's something new that you're doing this year with the Youth Symphony, sort of, I'm not sure what you call it, the whole musician concept?
Yeah. One of the things we feel very strongly about is it's not just enough to show up as a professional musician, just to be able to show up and play every day. You really need to have a knowledge of marketing and publicity and how to keep yourself healthy. And there's just so many things that go into being a musician, in addition to being the very best at your instrument. So we've started a program, and Hava kind of mentioned what we call Beyond Rehearsal. So it's a 90-minute session that happens before the full orchestra rehearsals. And during those Beyond Rehearsal sessions are when we really work to cultivate the whole musician. So we do one of the things we have, which is amazing, is increased time with coachings from actual St. Louis Symphony musicians. So the kids are getting a ton of face time with the actual members of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And we also bring in guests, artists and people and staff from the St. Louis Symphony to come in. Our publicist came in and talked with the kids about publicity and how to market and publicize our concert.
It makes so much sense, really, because it's one thing to be talented and to enjoy and appreciate the art of it. But if you're going to do it for a career, it's a business.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to make a living and, you know, there's a business side of it.
Yeah.
So has that benefited you so far?
Yes. I've really enjoyed the Beyond Rehearsal sessions.
Uh-huh. Tell me, we have three concerts. One is tonight, opening tonight. Stephen Jarvie?
Yes.
Conducts. Tell me a little bit about tonight's program.
Tonight's program is fantastic. They're starting off with Mendelssohn's The Hebrides, which is a beautiful piece. And then there's a really interesting piece right after it by Leonard Bernstein, and it is Suite from On the Waterfront. And that was actually the only...
You did that for a movie, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's the only true movie score that he's ever done. So it's a really cool piece, and then we're ending with Sibelius' Second Symphony.
I read an interesting piece about Leonard's work, and he wasn't really thrilled with Hollywood. He enjoyed composing that, but the whole Hollywood experience didn't go too well for him.
That's what I read as well.
Speaking of Stephen Jarvie, maybe you tell me just a little bit about him, and also I have something we want to share with our audience, but who is Stephen Jarvie?
Stephen comes to us from Kansas City. And he is also here conducting the Washington University Orchestra as well while he's here. He's just been absolutely fantastic to work for or work with. And I know he was at the New World Symphony before he, I believe, went to Kansas. And he's brought that connection with him to our youth orchestra students, which is fantastic. We got to Skype with the president and CEO of New World Symphony in Florida, which was really awesome.
Well, we have an audio clip of some sort of digital lesson he was involved with. Hava, are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about it.
So he posted a video of a 6-minute online rehearsal, and he asked us to have our music and a pencil in front of the computer with us. And he went through sections of the Sibelius Symphony and talked about what he was going to do, how he was going to conduct, and what we should watch for, that kind of thing.
We have a clip of that.
Hi, guys. I'm super excited for our concert on Friday. I really appreciate all your hard work and energy and your musicality. It's been an amazing set of rehearsals, and it's going to be a great concert. Everybody is going to really freak out. I was thinking on my ride home, boy, I wish I just had 5 minutes before our dress rehearsal to tell them some really basic stuff about Sibelius. So we're going to have a little 5-minute digital rehearsal here, maybe a first ever digital rehearsal. So grab your part and a pencil. Pause me if you have to. And I have Google Analytics, so I can tell if you watch this. But let's just look at a couple things. In the second movement at rehearsal H, just remember how that stringendo works? Ba-da-da, 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 3-1. Just make sure that you know that that basically goes into half as fast as we end up in the stringendo. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. So it's really important that you know that beat 3-4-1. That's how that gesture always works.
That's Stephen Jarvie, who will be conducting the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra tonight at 7 p.m. at Hal Hall. He's certainly engaging. We're talking with Jessica Ingraham, the youth orchestra manager, and with co-assistant concertmaster Hava Polinsky. Well, after tonight's performance, there you have a concert in March and in May.
We do, yes. March 10th at 3 o'clock and May 18th at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then David Robertson is going to be conducting later next year also, the Youth Orchestra.
He is in June. We have the opportunity to play at the League of American Orchestras Conference, which is coming here to St. Louis.
Hmm. So, Hava, I know you're only 13, but do you have any long-range plans? How far ahead are you planning your career?
I know for sure that I want to go into college as a musician, and I would be thrilled with the position of an orchestra or a soloist, either one.
Mm-hmm. How tough is that going to be?
Pretty tough. It's very hard to set a career with anything that you would know how to do at this age.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously your love is music. Music aside, what's your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is math.
No kidding. I guess there's a relationship to math and music.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yes, I think so.
How do you see that?
Counting the beats in a piece or counting how long a note gets all has to relate to math.
Hmm. Jessica, also there's something else new. You were having a competition in December, a concerto competition?
We are. We have an annual concerto competition for the members of the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra, and the winner of that then gets to play on our May 18th concert with the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra backing them up.
So what's involved with the competition?
The students have to prepare an entire concerto of their choice. And then in December, we have a panel of St. Louis Symphony musicians, and as well as our conductor for the third concert. And they listen to every performance and then choose the best one. Hmm. It's a lot of work to prepare a concerto. So
Stephen Jarvey is conducting the opener, season opener tonight, and you're going to have guest conductors, the other two as well?
We are, yes. Ward Stair is going to be conducting the second concert on March 10th, and Alistair Willis on May 18th.
But I think you eventually plan to have a permanent conductor at some point, don't you?
I believe so, yes.
But you're not sure?
No, we do, yes.
What else would you like to say about the season? You've described tonight's a little bit, maybe briefly, the programs for March and May.
The March program is, a really amazing piece called Kingdom Come by a composer named Ingram Marshall. It's a newer work, and it's one that David Robertson had chosen for the youth orchestra. And the really cool thing is we're also going to be Skyping in January with the composer of the piece. So he's going to be able to talk to the youth orchestra really about that composition. It'll be a very neat concert. And we are still working out the repertoire for the May 18th concert.
Okay. And the one that David Robertson's conducting as part of the American Symphony Orchestra League convention, I understand nobody knows what's on the program, but you might, up till now anyway, but you might share that with us?
We will be playing that Ingram Marshall piece.
Ingram Marshall?
Yep.
Great. Well, Hava, what's next for you, do you think?
I plan to continue in the youth orchestra for many more years. I enjoy it so much. My favorite part would probably be working with the talented musicians together and also the relationships that become.
For you and your fellow youth orchestra members, is it all work and no play? Do you guys get to know each other outside of the concert hall?
Yes, definitely.
How does that work?
For example, tonight before our concert, we have an hour to eat and socialize together, which is really fun.
Okay. What are you going to be doing this afternoon? Practicing?
Probably.
Well, we wish you the best.
Thank you.
I'm sure you have a great career ahead of you.
Thank you.
It's really a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
That's Hava Polinsky. She's the co-assistant concert master and first violin of the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra. And Jessica Ingraham's here, the youth orchestra's manager. And again, the youth orchestra kicks off their new season tonight, 7 p.m. at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, you can go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the symphony's website. But you don't really need tickets. There's a dollar to get in, but that's all people need to know.
Yeah, actually, if you're planning on coming, I would call the box office and get tickets. It's 314-534-1700.
Okay, Jessica, Hava, thank you both for being here so much.
Thank you.
And now a look at the Cityscape calendar. The St. Louis Cathedral Concerts presents a concert by organist Jean Guillou tonight at 8 o'clock at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis. Guillou will also present a lecture, The Art of the Organ, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock at the Cathedral. The documentary, The Entertainers, which focuses on the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest, screens tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock in Webster University's Moore Auditorium as part of the St. Louis International Film Festival. The screening will be followed by a discussion and a live piano performance. The early music trio, Such Sweet Melodies, performs tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Tavern of Fine Arts on Belt Avenue and Sunday afternoon at 2 at Christ Church Cathedral at 13th and Locust in downtown St. Louis. The Bach Society of St. Louis presents a concert of chamber music by Bach Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, at the Church of St. Michael and St. George on Wydown. And the St. Louis Poetry Center hosts a book release event for a national anthology, Proud to Be, Writing by American Warriors, featuring creative writing by veterans of all U.S. military conflicts from World War II to the conflict in Afghanistan. Tuesday night, 7:30 at the Focal Point on Sutton in Maplewood. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk about the Bach Society of St. Louis's Christmas concert, and we meet playwright Joel Peck. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he and his guests will take a look at health exchanges and the Affordable Care Act. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Ariana Tobin. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Enjoy your holiday. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.